Hello, this is a summary of the Rosie project. Some members of our reading group had the wish to read, for once, a less sad book, so we decided for the Rosie project by Graeme Simsion, Australia, and were not disappointed of this endearing love comedy. It is funny, touching, unputdownable and interesting, also as far as the Asperger's syndrome, which appears already in childhood, is concerned. By the way, I've read that many more boys have been found with this syndrome in the past, but it may well be that girls have been overlooked as their symptoms are less conspicuous. Anyway, the main symptoms of this pervasive development disorder seem to be that these children generally have problems interacting with others. They may develop repetitive movements or have communication difficulties, a lack of empathy also. Their obsessive interests are usually limited to a few areas, and they may be greatly talented in these areas. To the book and its story, which is set in Australia and New York. The main character, a genetics professor, Don Tillman, with Asperger's syndrome, completely unaware of it, is about 39 years old, has a good working condition, calculates his daily timetable in seconds, or eats, for example, every Tuesday, his beloved lobster. For this behavior, his own very detailed explanations. You can see them or read them in the book. Absolutely special are his freezing and lobster execution methods in chapter 7. So Don thinks that the time has come to find a suitable wife. This means a partner that is never late, doesn't smoke or drink alcohol, isn't overweight or vegetarian. Then, with the help of Jean and Claudia, his two best friends, he establishes a very detailed form and meets Rosie, who almost fails on every score. He's very direct and therefore always says what he thinks, which makes him often drop a clangor. Don, a DNA specialist, is however the right person to help Rosie to find her biological father. So Rosie and Don go on to the father project, and Don realizes that one has not to find love, but love finds you. Thank you.